I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You better you bet on radio.com and the radio.com app.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet right here on the BetQL Audio Network. Mark Malus is in for Nick Costos here on this Thursday. Of course, Ken Barkley is with you each and every night. Let's welcome aboard right now Brad Evans. Fade the Noise joins us now to talk about Championship Sunday, which is quickly approaching. What's going on, Brad? How are you?
Hola, amigos! I am splendid. I'm ready for some football action on Sunday and hopefully recoup the money lost in college basketball from last night.
Brad, I think you had a follower who came on our show timeline and was like, oh man, Moose is not ready for this. Like, he is not ready for this experience.
No, I didn't know how to take it, Brad, because I got a tweet saying, "You're get ready for the noise." I go, what is exactly does that mean?
It's just him talking. That's the noise.
Guys, I'm just a wallflower, man. I'm a
Brad, you mentioned you know, college basketball, that didn't go as well. Maybe we can recoup a little bit of money, you know, lost on college basketball the last week. I know there's been a ton of upsets, ton of conference stuff. Maybe we're going to pick from you at the end of the segment, but you know, for coming out of divisional weekend and, you know, obviously we have, you know, two of the better games we could kind of ask for in terms of matchups, but even divisional weekend wise, like, how did betting those games go? Do you feel like you learned anything about teams in those games that you want to kind of try to apply to some of the stuff we're going to see this weekend?
Yeah, look, it was kind of rough in the player props market, to be honest with you. The sports books are starting to wise up with some of these guys. And what we've seen in previous weeks, you know, wild card weekend was extraordinarily fruitful. And then the divisional round happened, and I was very much humbled as a result. And this is why my liver's the size of Texas, because I was trying to drink my sorrows away the entire week. But, you know, I will say this. I heard your guys' conversation before the break about Kansas City and the line there, you know, in regards to this game with Buffalo. I, on my radio show today on Sirius XM, we had Dave Skreder from the Associated Press on, who covers the Kansas City Chiefs. I asked Dave directly, I'm like, give me a percentage chance Patrick Mahomes plays. And he goes, 99.5. So
I think it might be low.
Yeah, I said, well, I'm like 99.999999 across the board. He's gonna play. There's no doubt about it. I will say this, you know, you could throw out the previous match that these two teams had from the regular season, because if you guys remember, that game was on a Monday, it was at an odd time, the conditions were abysmal, it was windy, it was raining, it was disgusting. All I know is this: my favorite wager, one of my favorite wagers of the entire weekend, is the prop on Travis Kelce at 94.5 yards. I'm way over on that. I know Kelce only had, again, in that weather-impacted first matchup, 65 yards and a pair of touchdowns in that first game. But, you know, you look at the Buffalo Bills, their primary area of vulnerability has been defending the tight end for much of the season. They allowed the second most yards of position in the regular season, and it with Mahomes probably going to be more pocket tied. Not only, you know, was he woozy from what may have been a concussion, what may not have been a concussion, he's got a bad toe as well. So I think he's going to sit back and shotgun. I think he's going to dissect his secondary, and more than likely he's going to be throwing a ton of quick routes, seam routes to Travis Kelce over the middle and try to really pick this team apart. So to me, Travis Kelce, that's just an extraordinary value. Seems like a really, you know, balloon number at 94.5, especially for a tight end. But a guy that's consistently gone over this, I believe in five of his last seven games, I think he hits 100 yards yet again.
Brad, do you have a feeling for the game? If Mahomes does play, if we go on that and 99.9% he does play, any feel where the number sits right now with KC as a 3-point favorite?
Yeah, look, I think the number is good, to be honest with you. If it does creep up, you know, if we get positive news tomorrow, you know, after practice, and again, Mahomes got into limited session today, and Andy Reid says, yeah, he's out of concussion protocol, he's good to go, he's got the green light. If that line moves to 3.5 or 4, the public starts hammering living daylights out of Kansas City now that they've got, you know, the reinforcement that Mahomes is going to play, I'm going to side with the Bills. You know, you just got to be real here. Kansas City is got by the hair of their chinny chin chin these last several weeks. Hell, they haven't covered a game since the Jets November 1st. So, you know, they played a lot of these close games. They emerged from most of them unscathed. The Buffalo Bills are playing with an extraordinary amount of confidence. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think, you know, Josh Allen, again, in that meteorological impacted game, only had a buck 22 in that first matchup through the air. I think it's his duality, which if I am Spags and, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to defend this team that I'm most worried about. And the other thing you got to be worried about, too, is, you know, is Bashaud Breeland going to get out of concussion protocol? Is Rashad Fenton, who's been dealing with two bad ankles, is he going to be on the field? Like, they may have to break out like horse tranquilizers to take down Stephon Diggs in this game if those guys are unavailable. So if this secondary of Kansas City is decimated by injury and they're very thin overall, and I know the Honey Badger is going to be a critical player in trying to contain Stephon Diggs. I mean, this could be a banner game for Josh Allen, whether it's, you know, called his own number on opportunistic or designed runs or through the air. So, you know, overlooking the Bills here, even at -3 or +3 right now, I think is a rookie move, but I'm hoping the line, you know, inches upward a little bit so I can get a little bit more value there, because I think Buffalo's going to wind up covering. And hell, guys, I've got them winning this game. I took them straight up in the moment.
Wow. Okay. So a bit prediction that Buffalo might win and go to the Super Bowl, which would be interesting and, you know, bring back a lot of harsh memories, I think, for Bills fans from the 90s. But the, you mentioned the, you know, Stephon Diggs and, you know, horse tranquilizers, and I won't go into all the details that you mentioned, but that he could have a very good game, that Josh Allen could play very well, partly because of some of the injuries that Kansas City has in their secondary. Okay, well, there's a correlation here. If you're telling me that Mahomes is going to play, and you're telling me that Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs seem primed to have an excellent offensive performance because of injury, I also think that game last week, that Cleveland-Kansas City game, was like a dead over game that ended up coming in under in terms of how it played out. Chiefs 7 yards per play. Like, I mean, it was just a preposterous under game. The fumble through the end zone by Rashad Higgins. Like, why? Because the more I think about this game, I'll just be honest, the over looks very valuable to me at 54. Like, how is, you know, if you think all those things, Brad, that you just kind of said about the player prop market, how is the over then not also valuable? Do you agree with that?
No, 100% agree with it. You know, look, life is too short to bet on the unders, right? And
it wasn't last week.
But in this case, yeah, I think these two offenses are going to be, you know, front center. It's going to be one hell of a show from, you know, start to finish. You know, I do believe Mahomes is going to play. You know, I think Allen is going to tee off. I think Diggs is going to go over his player prop at 94.5 yards as well. I mean, he's consistently doing this. He's done it in 5 of his last 6 games. I mean, he's seeing a mammoth target share. That's the other thing, too, in regards to this game, in specific to Diggs. You know, Gabe Davis did not practice today. He's dealing with an ankle injury. Cole Beasley is still, you know, hobbled by this tender knee, and he opened up an Einstein bagel shop last week across the board with all the zeros in the box score. I mean, Stephon Diggs may see an obscene amount of targets, and it's a guy that is averaging 10.5 targets per game. This could be like a 15 target game for him. And again, knowing that this secondary at Kansas City is potentially emaciated, knowing that Gabe Davis could be out, and that, you know, again, Cole Beasley's not 100%, and the overall shootout appeal of this contest. So there's tremendous value there, and I'll even throw out another additional anytime touchdown prop that I'm loving right now. And if you use the ftnbets.com/prop-shop, you can search all the you know, legal markets and player props at those books. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the practice reports of Kansas City, but Le'Veon Bell's got a swelled up knee. He's highly questionable right now. CEH, Clyde Edwards-Helaire may not be back from ankle and hip issues. Darrell Williams, anytime touchdown right now at points bet is +250. That screams value. It's so valuable because if you look at some of the other books, FanDuel has that same anytime TD prop for Darrell Williams at plus 120. So, you know, some of these books have yet to adjust to the news cycle. And Williams, with these fresh legs, who's looked really good here of late, ran extraordinarily well last week. I think his props, once they start to populate, because I haven't seen anything specific to receptions, receiving yards, rush yards, but the anytime TD prop right now, an unbelievable value in my estimation, knowing the shortcomings of the Buffalo Bills in terms of their trench defense.
Love it. I mean, love it. Darrell Williams anytime touchdown, and you're getting plus 250. That is great value at PointsBet. All right, Brad, let's look at the NFC Championship game. How about Packers and Buccaneers in Lambeau?
Yeah, look, make sure you got your underwear, you know, fully, you know, thickened up. You know, may have to have like a furry underlayer if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, because it's going to be chilly. Now, here's the good news, guys. I don't know if you've seen this. You know, people are concerned about the snow. It looks like the snow is going to be done by game time. I was, you know, I got a meteorology degree. I'm really using it right now, but I kind of guess I am using it in some form or fashion. So I checked out the National Weather Service forecast and read all the scientific discussions and specifics, and they believe this snow system will be out of the Green Bay area by noon. So it doesn't look like there's going to be any accumulating snows there in northern Wisconsin, but it's going to be cold because I don't know why. It's the middle of January in northern Wisconsin. So, you know, game time temp's going to be around 25 degrees, but we're going to see some breaks in the clouds and maybe some sunshine in this particular matchup. So, you know, Tom Brady's probably going to be wearing the wetsuit underneath the uniform. That's what he normally does. That's his trade secret that he's used in the past in cold weather games with the New England Patriots. You know, in terms of this game, Leonard Fournette, I think, is going to be a point of emphasis on the ground and also in the pass game. I know he is the nickelback, awful band, great formation if you're a pass-catching running back, though, for Bruce Arians. And that's the role, of course, that Fournette plays. I love his over on his receptions prop at 3.5 catches right now. It's at plus 126 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Tremendous value there. You know, he's hit the over in consecutive games. Ronald Jones is not 100% dealing with this nettlesome quad injury, though he is further along at this point this week than he was at the same point last week. But I think Fournette is going to be heavily involved. And you know, Green Bay gave up 90 receptions to the running back position in the regular season. So that's one of my favorite player props in this game. I think Gronk is going to be more involved as a receiver as well. They were trying to force him into the pass game, freeing him from, you know, run blocking and being tied to the line and pass blocking situations as well last week. He had the 5 targets. He only had the 1 catch against the Saints. But I think he's going to see a similar workload this time around. And the Packers have given up, you know, sizable yardage totals to the tight end this season. And Gronk's receiving yards prop is only 28.5. Hell, his receptions prop is only 2.5 right now across all the legal sports books. So I think there is a lot of value there, especially with Antonio Brown not practicing today. And if he doesn't practice tomorrow, he ain't going to play this weekend, gents. I also like Mike Evans in this game on the over 4.5 receptions as well. And anything Davante Adams I'm in on, because all Davante does is make people dollars when they bet the overs.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I would just like to point something out, and then Moose can ask you about side and total and some other stuff in this game. Moose and I are noted. Well, we're fans of all types of music, but Moose is a big Eminem fan. I dabble in Eminem's music. He makes songs, and I promise this will make sense in like 20 seconds. He makes songs where you have to go back and listen like 100 times to get the bars to really hear like what's actually happening. And you're like, oh shit, like I can't believe he did that. For people who just listened to like that 4-minute answer from Brad, there were like 3 little bars that were just dropped in there where it's like you have to go back and be like if the Nickelback thing, if it just kind of flew over your head and you were like, whatever, started with like the wetsuit and Tom Brady and, you know, like flannel, everything. I mean, it just really like, if you're here for the bars, you got to go back and listen to the interview and listen to that 3-minute answer. Brad, always a performer. That's what I appreciate about you.
So. Yeah, always spinning stuff in colorful fashions. That's why I win all the awards or get nominated for some every now and again for the writing.
Well, I like the Illinois sign lit up in the background. That's tremendous.
Yeah, you know, listen, man, it is basketball season. Yeah. Thank God for that. Although they've kind of fallen on a sword here in terms of their overall performance. Oh, they, you know, put a whooping on Penn State the other day. But, yeah, this Illinois basketball team, I've got a futures ticket on them at like 60-1 to win the national title. They need to get their shit together, man, because right now they're just kind of fumbling through the dark and going through the motions and underachieving overall. There's way too much talent on this team for it to have 5 losses already in that column.
Brett, what about the total in the NFC Championship game? Any lean there?
Yeah, you know, again, I don't think weather's going to play much of a factor in this game. So I would actually lean more toward the over. Once again, yeah, I'm a sucker bet, I guess. I love the overs in both of these contests. I think Brady's going to go out there, you know, have his customary 300 yards, probably 2 to 3 touchdowns. There was really good value on his over prop on 2.5 passing touchdowns at plus odds pretty much everywhere right now. Aaron Rodgers, I've seen the lines on his pass yards props anywhere from like 279.5 on the low end up to 286.5. That 279.5 I locked in at DraftKings Sportsbook. I love the over there. I know Tampa had a tremendous amount of success last week against Michael Thomas holding can't guard Mike. Oh, yeah, well, apparently Carlton Davis can. To you know, nothing in the box score, just an overall unbelievable lockdown effort. They will not have that level of success against Devontae Adams, who, you know, is in a 1A, 1B conversation with Stephon Diggs, is among the best route runners in the NFL. And then you have to account for Alan Lazard. You got to account for Marquez Valdes-Scantling can really stretch the field. I mean, the bugaboo for this Buccaneers team down the stretch was pass defense, right? And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, one of the best in business under pressure. He's top 5 in the NFL in under pressure passer rating. He's the second most accurate quarterback in the league according to adjusted completion percentage. He's got a 122.5 deep ball passer rating. The dude is going to erupt in this game. And I would say the same for Tom Brady, just knowing some of the shortcomings that Green Bay has in that secondary outside of Jair Alexander, and also, too, that run defense, which has been wildly erratic and inconsistent. So, again, that 1-2 punch of Fournette, I love it anytime touchdown for him at plus 190 right now, paired with Ronald Jones, I think we'll have a lot of success on the ground.
Brad, some good stuff on NFC and AFC championship. My last question, as we've emptied the bucket on the NFL playoffs. A lot of coaching announcement recently. Not sure if you saw the Dan Campbell press conference today that got a lot of headlines and some other stuff kind of going on there. Anything? It could be Dan Campbell, could be Urban Meyer, could be any of the other, again, Brandon Staley, all these other coaching moves. Anything about the coaching carousel? Again, as somebody who follows the NFL very closely, talk about it for hours on end every day. Anything about any of these coaching moves strike you as interesting?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Sirianni move to Philadelphia I thought was kind of fascinating today. You know, we'll see if he can handle the OC, you know, to head coach transition and do it smoothly. If not, you know, Philadelphia radio is just going to, you know, ignite, you know, locally with a lot of disdain that will be expressed on that platform. I love the Saleh hire with the New York Jets, you know, a guy that's going to come in and not only, I think, out-rep half the team on the bench – But I think he's going to install, you know, an identity with his defense immediately that, you know, the cupboard's not bare there defensively in terms of DVOA and some of the other measurements that are out there. I think Saleh almost overnight can turn this defense into quite the respectable unit. And we'll see what they do offensively, whether or not they, you know, package Sam Darnold, maybe the second overall pick, and ship him to another locale to maybe acquire Carson Wentz or maybe to get Deshaun Watson, for example. You know, that I think would be, you know, the smart money move is to get Deshaun Watson there in the Big Apple and leading this team, because I think offensively, you know, outside of running back, as Frank Gore, I think, was born in the Jurassic, they need to, you know, fill that running back, you know, position with somebody of service. But it's a, you know, it's a pretty hot and heavy market, or will be, in free agency with James Conner, Kenyon Drake, and others that are going to be available at that position. But, you know, I thought Saleh, I thought it was a great hire. I think Detroit really dropped the ball, not bringing back their native son. He's from Dearborn. But him and Dan Campbell, could you imagine? You know, I'm thinking like Over the Top 2. You remember that Stallone arm wrestling movie?
Yeah.
I think Saleh and Campbell should lock hands and, you know, just wrestle it out and see what happens.
Yeah, Saleh getting introduced by the Jets today. And then Dan Campbell, who's also the dude, right? That's what he's referred to.
Yeah, exactly right. Dude
abides. He said his introductory presser earlier today for the Detroit Lions. Hey, Brad, we appreciate the time tonight. Best luck with all your plays and good luck on Championship Sunday, all right?
I appreciate it. Take Iowa minus 10 tonight. They're going to throttle Indiana.
All right, Iowa minus 10.
Speaking of winner there.
Okay. There you go. Very nice.
Sneaking the winner in the back door. That's how it works. Yeah.
He's great, man. Now I know what the screams are about.
Well, now you know what the noise is. Now you're very familiar with the noise.
Well, that's it. The noise, the screams, everything. Yeah, exactly right.
There's a lot of drinking or references to drinking. That's always a staple of the Brad Evans performance. There's always a lot of prop winners always given out on the show and a lot of game analysis. But yeah, like it's just, it really is. I mean, it's performance art. Nick always jokes that, like, he does, he's not even really hosting the show. Like, he's performing when he does the show. He views it that way. And I think, you know, does it very successfully. There's, like, an element to the Brad Evans appearances where, you know, it's like I referenced the Eminem song. Like, you got to go back and, like, reconsume it because you're going to miss 10 things the first time. You got to go back and make sure you get all of them. With that same interview, it's like, wait, what did he say? Like, let me go 20 back here. What did he actually say here? Same dynamic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.